Green MP Molly Scott-Cato on TTIP and Brexit. Again. This is what Caroline Lucas MP said about TTIP. TTIP transfers power from people to corporations. It vastly reduces the accountability of big business, but places our public services and whole governments at their mercy. Now, the official position of the Green Party is to stay in the EU and reform it. Yes, that reform that's gone so well for us over the past 40 years. And that reform that Cameron didn't get any of, even when the UK were on the verge of leaving. That reform. Yep, that's the reform that the Green Party officially think we should remain in the EU for. Molly Scott-Cato said, Greens' worst fears confirmed by leaked TTIP papers. Greens have said that their worst fears about the ongoing EU-US trade and investment partnership, TTIP, trade deal, have been confirmed following the leak of documents to Greenpeace. That's interesting because WikiLeaks recently offered a reward for leaks of the TTIP text, and it suddenly turned up. I wonder if it's connected. A couple of weeks ago, we ran a piece, TTIP Teaser Explained, which covered the WikiLeaks reward and some other information. You may want to go back to our back catalogue and have a listen to that. There's a link from the piece on our website. So, Greens have said their worst fears about the ongoing EU-US trade investment partnership, TTIP, trade deal have been confirmed, following a leak of documents to Greenpeace. Molly Scott-Cato, a long-standing critic of TTIP and MEP for South West England, said, The leaked documents released this morning prove what the Green Group in the European Parliament has been arguing for several years. TTIP is not a trade treaty, but a corporate power grab. What the US is seeking is nothing short of access to European markets on their terms, a completely unprecedented attempt by US corporations to overwhelm the will of European citizens. Interesting, she says TTIP is not a trade treaty, but a corporate power grab. That's funny, because it seems like history repeating itself, because the EU that the UK joined was actually the European Economic Community, the EEC, the Common Market, a trade deal. But it became the EU, a political and corporate power grab, grabbing the power that they're now trying to pass on through TTIP. In areas wide-ranging as the prohibition of GM food, the abolition of the EU process of chemical safety based on the precautionary principle, and the ban on cosmetic testing on animals, the US demands go right to the heart of systems of environmental protection. Taken as a whole, the document proves our worst fears about the race to the bottom on environmental and social standards. They also indicate a bleak future for European farmers who will not be able to compete with the flood of poor quality US food imports. Now, of course, no one has to buy these cheaper US imports. If they have the money for the more expensive EU items, they're free to buy them. I doubt any MEP goes short. However, the UK's impoverished and homeless may have a different view. Molly goes on. Greens say the leak has serious implications for democracy on both sides of the Atlantic. Molly commented, The most sinister aspect of the leak is the way the US is demanding that corporations can know in advance proposals being made by European lawmakers and will be given particular status in our legislative process. This is a totally unacceptable threat to European democracy. Well, the irony here is that EU voters have no say over EU law, even without TTIP. The EU Commission, who initiate all EU law, are not elected, they're appointed. And what they say overrides even what our own elected government at Westminster says. A good example of the UK's democracy working in the UK Parliament is given by Green MP Caroline Lucas. Even as only one of 650 MEPs in Westminster, and as the Greens' sole MP, she got a bill debated, and it would have been passed into law if enough other MPs, who were also directly elected by us, had agreed. From the BBC website, MPs now move on to Green MP Caroline Lucas's National Health Services Bill, which reinstates the Health Secretary's duty to promote in England a comprehensive health service. The bill also reduces private sector involvement in the NHS, and protects the UK's public health services from provisions in international treaties, such as TTIP. Caroline Lucas said that the bill would reverse the creeping marketisation of the health service. Which shows how UK democracy works. One MP, elected by a few thousand people, can introduce a bill, it can get debated, and if enough MPs agree, get passed into our law. Try doing that with the EU. But back to the article. The leaks will also inevitably be judged through the prism of the UK's referendum debate. However, Greens say that TTIP is not a good reason to leave the EU. Well, I'm going to say if some EU countries want TTIP, who are we to stop them? Why this obsession with one size fits all? Molly said, "It's important not to use these shocking revelations about TTIP as an argument in favour of the UK leaving the European Union. As President Obama has made clear during his visit to Europe, he is keen to push this treaty through, but he cannot do this without the agreement of the European Parliament and all 28 members of the EU. Well, I've got to say, President Obama also made clear that if the UK leaves the EU, he'd put the UK at the back of the queue for trade deals. Given the horror of TTIP, isn't the back of the queue the best place to be? In the 250 years that USA has existed, there's never been a UK-USA trade agreement. We've just traded." The article continues, "Also, if a majority of MEPs vote against it, we can stop it in its tracks. There's huge momentum against TTIP across Europe, and 3.5 million EU citizens have signed a petition calling for the deal to be abandoned. Brexit would weaken the Stop TTIP campaign, as it would lose the vital contribution of UK campaigners. Those using TTIP as an argument to leave the EU must be clear that the UK government will be seeking a trade treaty at least as bad as TTIP." Well, as I said, Obama's already said that UK would be at the back of the queue. We would be at the back of the queue, and it would be up to our government who we have elected. So, again, the Greens argue that it's good for the EU Commission in Brussels, the unelected, unaccountable EU government. It's good for them to overrule our government at Westminster, a government which was freely elected by us, the people of the UK. Molly concluded, "For those who are as shocked as I am about this morning's revelations, our conclusion is that we must stand and fight together as Europeans against the authoritarian powers of US corporations." Authoritarian power of the US corporations? What, instead of the authoritarian power of unelected, unaccountable EU Commission? The Green Party has done some really good work on TTIP. We've run a number of items by them. But it certainly is a good reason to leave the EU.